Asthma and Respiratory Foundation, a little bit worried about the pace at which we're moving on the e-cigarettes and vapes. They want them classified as opposed to readily and freely available. The foundation's boss, Letitia O'Dwyer, is with us on this. Good morning to you.
Hi, Mike.
Is your concern based on anything?
Oh, it's based on the lack of data that these products are actually safe.
That was my question. That's the point of the question. We don't know they're not safe, do we? So you're being conservative in your approach. You say, let's check this out, make sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's right. There's no long-term good studies out there that say that these are safe, and there's also no long-term good studies to show that these actually are effective in giving up smoking.
So how would you restrict them?
I mean, obviously, as a foundation, it's not for us to talk about how they would be restricted, except for the fact that the point of sale is probably one of the things that concerns us. Point of sale advertising freely in the market, that's the biggest worry. And also the sale or point of sale advertising, which seems to be really directed at youth. You know, we're talking about all these, you know, sort of sparkly paraphernalia products which you can walk into a retail store, especially down, you know, Wellington. You can walk in down Cuba Street and see them all over the counter on display. I mean, that is a really big concern to us.
They're non-nicotine though, aren't they?
It depends on what you put into them, and this is the other area of concern, that the flavours, and we know that there's, you know, lots of flavours which seem to be marketed towards youth, there's nothing to say that these are actually safe to inhale.
No.
So there's a big difference between ingesting them and inhaling.
Because they've got
flavors.
These drugs, and I've done some reading on them because we got teenagers, and you get the popcorn lung and all that sort of crap, and I don't understand why they do it, but it's there's no telling what teenagers do these days, is there?
Well, that's exactly right. But I think the government needs to be clear that are these actually part of a smoking cessation program or plan, and great for people who, you know, have been smoking 20 or 30 years and want to give up cigarettes or normal tobacco cigarettes and they want to use e-cigarettes, then it should be seen in that particular area. But I think we do have to be concerned that big tobacco companies are the ones that are actually often manufacturing or taking over these e-cigarettes and vaping products.
Do you get the sense you're going to get any traction with the government on this?
I hope so. I really do. I think that, you know, if it goes to the Select Committee early next year, which is supposed to be about April, then we'll be making our concerns heard and just saying, look, we just need to be a little bit cautious.
All right, Letitia. Listen, I appreciate your time very much. Letitia O'Dwyer, who's with the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation this morning. I like the fact that we both bonded there on the fact that teenagers are kind of go nowheres and they fundamentally don't change over the years and you bang your head against a wall.